I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. How often do you just pray and forget about giving or going? All three go together. Diane Romaine of Vision Beyond Borders is asking believers to pray, give, and go. She explains persecuted Christians around Christmas time don't ask for material things first.
There's a lot of persecution, a lot of suffering, and so they ask for prayer for themselves and for their families. And then the second thing that they typically ask for is for Bibles, that they don't have access to Bibles, and they ask for the Word of God.
Giving helps raise funds and save lives, both spiritually and physically.
There's women that are trapped in sex slavery. We're trying to build safe houses for. They can help sponsor those women and get them education and training.
Pray for people who are doing the work and supporting it. Next, a people group which is about 99% Muslim is hearing about Christ for the first time. World Mission is making the Muño Yaya peoples, which number about 25,000, a priority for The Treasure, a solar-powered audio Bible. But there's a problem. World Mission's Greg Kelly says while it's being well-received,
there's so few Christians there that the voice of the recorder is recognizable. And the more these are distributed, the more likelihood that he will be killed.
Kelly says World Mission is making some adjustments and distribution should begin again next month. And when we hear the word critter, most people automatically think of a bug, right? But the critters Gospel for Asia is talking about are the furry ones for their critter campaign. It's an annual Christmas season program of giving gifts of livestock to impoverished families in South Asia. Bibles are given with the livestock. Families will know about Christ as well as meeting their daily needs. It runs through the end of the year. Get connected at our website to make an impact. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up for our new and improved free e-news blast. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded news coverage. Go to our new website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.